Hey everybody, this is Sick Puppy, and welcome to part two of the New York Beer Show.
Warning! According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery, and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Anyway, we got beer to drink, dude. What's next?
I don't know.
What the hell is we don't know.
You have the old Sluggers.
Cooperstown.
Yes, we have the Cooperstown beers. And actually, this isn't brewed in Cooperstown.
Why the hell do they call it Cooperstown?
Because it's actually brewed in kind of like a...
So the town that it's actually in sucks, so they're using the next town over's name?
Well, it's in Milford, New York, which is actually kind of like a... I don't want to say like a suburb. It's kind of like Edinburgh to Erie, or even Cranberry to your Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
it's one of those within distance.
A suburb.
Seriously, would you buy from the Milford Brew Company?
No, I'd buy from Cooperstown.
Yeah, they're going to go for the whole baseball theme then.
Yeah, I was going to say they're pimping the whole baseball thing.
So, yes, the first one we have here is the Old Slugger, which is a pale ale.
It's a hearty pale ale.
It's currently the favorite style of beer for the evening. For all of us here in SIDT Studios. Yes, this one is coming in at 5.5%. Rate beer, 49. Beer Advocate, 82.
82. There's a big gap there.
Jesus Christ.
It's brewed with four barley malts, including two row English pale and crystal malts. Balance of Mount Hood, Cascade, and hops, and fermented in open vessels by Ringwood Yeast. I just read an article about the open vessels thing. It's pretty interesting. Open air fermentation. Ooh. No lidage.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, the other cool thing, too, is that the Old Slugger is the flagship beer of the Cooperstown Brewing Company. It was actually first brewed in July of 95, and it wasn't bottled until November of 95. Let's see. Do you even remember 1995?
That was pretty high then. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I'm old, dude.
Those were college days for me, so...
not high. I was just...
There's not much...
Occupied with other things.
There's not much of the mid-90s
I
remember.
I grew up an 80s child, so the 90s for me were pretty forgetful.
Yeah.
Metal died in the 80s, there was nothing left for me.
I always figured you to be a big Poison fan.
Die, you fuck. I'm about to kill an ordained priest.
You can't kill me.
I'm ordained.
Actually, you kill me. I go straight to heaven. I'm ordained.
Dude, you on
motherfucker!
You're part of this fucking show, man. You ain't going to heaven.
The funny thing about being ordained, too, is before we were coming over here, I had to go fill up for gas, and we go to this
local... What the fuck's that have to do with being ordained?
We went to this local gas station, and I'm wearing my priest outfit.
Yeah.
Because we were...
And it's a legit one, too, not a Halloween costume, brother.
Bought from a real Christian store.
You got the real
store.
Deal. And Sick Puppy actually walked into a Christian store today.
Yes, she did, and didn't go up in flames.
Yeah, I didn't burn at all.
So I'm pumping gas, and this guy pulls up next to me, and he's just motherfucking left and right, and just he's just pissed off about everything, looks over, and he sees me in the priest outfit. And the look on his face was priceless. His jaw dropped kind of like, oh, sorry. I said, don't worry, son. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Bless you, my gas-pumping motherfucking son.
Yeah, fuck them all. What do you say? Either that or he was just amazed that there's a priest that looks as hip as me.
Yeah, douchebag in that priest costume. Got to be fake.
It's legit.
All right, let's try the Old Slugger.
All right.
It's a very old-school label.
Most of the labels, actually all the bottle caps... all resemble baseballs, and basically everything's baseball-themed. Go figure, because the Hall of Fame for baseball is in Cooperstown.
Well, it looks like the old slugger has the old school, you know, baseball uniform, the 1920s shit or whatever. I don't know. I hate baseball, so I digress. Spoon, you can carry on with that one.
Yes, I don't hate baseball. Actually, I'm a very big baseball fan. And the uniform is looks like it's from the 1880s.
18s. I said 19s, but okay.
Well, up until
I'll
about,
give you that. I see it now.
I can see that because of the hats.
It's old school.
The ties. They're still wearing the tie.
Yes, they do still have the ties on there. Some teams were, you know, that was fashionably acceptable back then because they had to look all prim and proper, unlike the guys today who are all gangsta.
Nice.
Just like the NBA.
Coke snorting gangsters.
Oh. All right, so let's see. We got all of our beers poured?
Yes, sir.
Everything's all set? All right, then. Let's get ready to drink this fine
Let's
beverage.
Slug the old slugger and see how that goes, huh?
All right, is right?
Yep.
Ooh, that's an odd taste.
It's a bitter pale ale.
That's very bitter.
You know, Ithaca, your pale ale is better.
No, this is...
Nick seems to disagree, but...
Yeah, this one isn't too bad.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. I just think the other one's a little more malty taste to it. This has a little more bitter taste at the end. I like the other one better. Was it the...
Wow, that is really bitter.
The Ithaca Pale Ale I like better than the old Slugger Pale Ale. I mean, again, not bad. I just like the other one better. More pleasant taste.
Oh, wow. That's definitely interesting.
Not liking it, Spoon?
Nah, that's leaving a bad taste in my mouth.
I don't know, man. I like it. It's drinkable.
It's drinkable, but it's the aftertaste on that thing is definitely...
You like it, Nick?
Definitely drink this one more than the Ithaca. Like it definitely better.
Really? I'm the opposite, man. I like the Ithaca better.
It's not as hoppy, and it's not as bitter as what they say. Not that bitter.
See, I like the hoppiness of the first one. Hophead again, you know.
I don't know, it's just something is just but again, very odd with this.
To me, it's just another pale ale, the little different taste to it.
Maybe it's very similar to something else I've drank before. I can't
maybe that's
urine?
No.
Nah, I shouldn't say that. I like this one. Really?
The pale ale?
The pale ale, yeah. All right, guys, we got to finish these beers, man. All right, what do we think about the old slugger? We got off track. Pale ale, eh.
Yeah.
I like the Ithaca better. Nick seems to disagree. But you like the other one, though, right, Nick?
Pale ale is all right. A little too hoppy for a pale ale.
Yeah, I guess a pale ale shouldn't be hoppy, really.
It had some really odd hops taste to it. It didn't sell right for me.
I like the Ithaca one, man. I liked it better than the old slugger.
The old slugger pale ale is pretty decent.
It was decent, but I'm going to have to go with Ithaca on this one for the pale ale.
I agreed. Two against one. Kill yourself.
Fuck you.
All right, let's do the... next up, I think I'm going to make Spoon grab the Cooperstown 9-Man.
Cooperstown 9-Man. I don't know how many bottles. We might only have one bottle of
Hey, well, I just split it, baby.
See, this is what's weird with the variety pack we got is they gave us like 2, 2, 1, 1,
They
one.
Actually number it by hand on the top of the case. You get two of these, one of these, two of these.
You know why? Because nobody buys their beer, apparently.
So
they can actually have somebody sit down and write in all the numbers of the beers that are in the case. We'll figure something out here. All right, so you want the 9-Man.
Yeah, let's do the 9-Man.
Intern Nick's looking a little tired.
I got hours upon me yet.
The night is young. I have fresh breath.
Right. Hours before.
So
I guess before the missus comes home.
You guys are sharing. I get this one out of myself.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Finally, I get one of these shitty beers by myself. I shouldn't say that, though. I haven't tried this one yet. That has a hell of a head on it. Holy shit. This is the 9-Man Ale. It's a Abner Double Day Golden Ale. I know, man. It's all head. I like that. I like a lot of head. Holy shit. That's a very aggressive pouring beer, man.
Holy Jesus.
That's awesome.
I'll trade you beers.
will trade me beers because of all the fucking foam. In this
I got like a half a glass of beer and a half a glass of foam, and I poured it correctly. Holy shit.
Yeah, check that shit up.
Yeah, beer.
You get the same amount. Well, I was waiting for something to go down because you got the same shit.
Although mine came out pretty damn nice.
It's definitely a golden ale. It smells like a golden ale.
You know what I have to ask? Why are we pouring our own beers?
The intern should be doing that. Get on it, you suds pouring bitch.
See, even look, that small amount that you just put in mine, look how much that foamed up.
I know. Mine's settling down now, but damn, that's, I feel like a beer with a good head on it. The Nine Man Ale, Golden Ale from Cooperstown is definitely the man.
You poured it into the wrong glass or something.
I poured it nice and it's professional and everything.
It's a golden ale. I'm not really too worried about which glass I'm going to be. Oops. Nope.
The Nine Man's a golden ale brewed from English pale and crystal malts and with torrefied wheat. Oh, Christ, the wheat's coming back to haunt me, dude. Bitter with a Cascade and cluster hops and finished with Cascade hops. ABV is 4.3%. Rate Beer gives it a 31. Beer Advocate gives it an 80. What the hell? We'll see who's the wiser here in a minute. After drink up, boys.
Head settles here.
Yes, because Intern
Nick. Stick
your
greasy finger down there. It'll go away.
Pull ahead here.
Intern Nick has about three finger head.
Well, he's the intern. We don't have to wait for him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Besides, if we chug this, we're going to have to wait on him anyway.
Just take a whiff of this shit.
Oh. Smells like a gold nail. I actually like that.
Whoa.
Smells like a typical golden ale. Like a Belgian style golden ale.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were going for that, but damn it.
That's kind of tasty.
Sweet? Is it sweet? I haven't tried it yet.
Wow.
That is a fine, fine golden ale. I like that a lot.
That's pretty damn good.
I'm impressed, man. That's really good. So far, 2 for 2, man. Old Slugger was good, although still a pale ale.
Definitely a good beer.
The Nine Man Ale Golden is good.
Nick agrees. It's good beer.
Definitely got the shit together.
Yeah, take a page from Cooperstown there, Ithaca.
Although we do still.
But I digress.
What's this? 1, 2, 3, 4. We still have like 5 more beers. So it's
This may be like I said, a part one and a part two.
And surprisingly, this one's only 4.3%. So like you said, so
we got a shitload of beers to go through to finish off this podcast. So damn, I'm glad I actually got the full bottle to myself on this one.
This is pretty good. I like this beer.
This is excellent. It does foam up rather quickly. Look at that.
Yeah, check that shit out. That is pretty quick. Yeah, pour some of mine.
All right, I'll share.
Oh, look at the damn, it just rise. Holy Jesus.
You know, I would actually fucking drive to New York to get a case of this.
Well, you know what?
This is good beer, man.
You don't have to drive too far, because if we go up to Erie, it's like 20 minutes
over
to Ripley, New York. And while you're there at the Ripley, New York exit, you could also go to the Adult Superstore, which is right off the exit. It is
plenty around here. Never mind.
It's the largest adult superstore available in New York. There's huge signs for it. Every time I pass there, I'm like, hey, look, honey, look. Here's the Adult Superstore.
That calls us for a special road trip.
Is that like a super Walmart for porn?
Basically.
Yeah.
Fucking
hey. You know, think about going to like a Costco or Sam's Club and saying, hey, this is all porn. And of course, there are no windows.
Dude Night, Beer Report. Fuck the Great American Beer Festival. We're going to meet up at the Ultra Porn Shop.
No, we're not.
Okay, never mind.
I would not take this poor guy to New York State.
Yeah, but
hey, the roads are nice.
Yeah, unlike PA.
Yeah, go up to New York skiing even further.
Well, yeah, I don't do the sports thing at all.
I haven't found that place, though.
I'm simply a drunk, Nick.
As soon as you go across the border, as soon as you cross on 90, and once you get past Erie, you go across the New York border, like right at the Ripley exit.
Oh, I haven't been on that side.
When you get off the exit, you're going to want to take a left.
I go up 219.
That's a different way. We take 90 the whole way through.
I go up across from Bradford.
I wouldn't fucking go that way. I go through Bradford.
That's going from Pumpkin.
Well, yeah, if you're going for pumps,
is listening to this that lives around here gives a fucks.
Yeah. Everyone's like, quick, pull up Google Maps. Let's see what the hell's going on. Let's see what they're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah. I would just like to let our fine listeners know, too, that I just received an email from Donnie Iris.
Donnie Iris. Other than Vitamin L, do you know anybody out there even know who the fuck that idiot is?
Of course, anyone that's still wearing a mullet knows who Donnie
Anybody
Iris
Anybody
that's is.
Still alive from the 70s with the vitamin L hit.
Stop over. He still lives around here, right?
He's a douchebag.
He's not.
He probably lives next door. No,
he doesn't live next door.
If anyone listening locally, the opinions expressed by Sick Puppy are not necessarily those of ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Or Father Spoon. I like Donnie and Iris. I'm a Donnie and Iris fan.
All right. So, guys, so far the old Slugger Pale Ale, good. Nine-man ale, golden ale.
Hey.
I'm asking the fucking question here, Private. Do you understand?
Do you understand?
Yes, Father Spoon.
I'm asking the fucking questions here.
So go ahead, bitch.
I don't have anything to say.
First two, good.
Yeah, so far so good on these two, man. Fucking Ithaca night and day from the Ithacas,
lessons.
Huh?
Ithaca takes some lessons.
Yeah, Ithaca, dude. I would not travel far and wide for a case of Ithaca Variety Pack. It just wouldn't happen.
In fact, I'd probably go as far as to stand at the state border and stop all shipments of this stuff.
Yeah,
in the state
exactly.
Of Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
I don't even think they ship this into Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you know, I looked around. I didn't see too much Ithaca around here. You know, there's a reason for that, because it sucks. So
it says on here where they ship to. It ain't Pennsylvania.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Pennsylvanians.
Because we're smart.
We have a taste in beer.
And, Judd, you said, oh, we don't get that out here. That's not a bad thing, my friend. Yeah, it's piss.
But you know what? I have a bottle left over of the Nut Brown, if you'd like that.
Goes north.
Oh, we'll send that over.
If you'd like to find out more information about Cooperstown Brewing, go to CooperstownBrewing.com.
We'll go there while we're here. So
all right. I'm going to finish up my nine. I'm going to finish up my nine, man. Why don't you get the next beer, Spoon?
Oh, bench warmer.
Bench warmer.
This one I think we only have one of.
That's all right. If it's called bench warmer, that means it's sitting on the bench anyway, so who knows.
But it is 6.3.
It's got, yeah. It's
we got one and it's 6.3.
It's because it sits around all the time.
Damn it.
Yeah, 6.1 on here. That's it.
Well, the bench warmer is a very smooth porter brewed in accordance with the original high-gravity porters of early London.
There is only one bench warmer.
More than 4% chocolate malt, which is the most similar to the brown malts of the early 1700s, gives bench warmer its dry, coffee-like finish. It is fermented with the Ringwood yeast, which is an excellent yeast for the brewing of porters. So let's give this a shot. No, they're drinking a darker beer again. That's cool.
This fucker's from the 1700s.
Better be good.
Shit, they don't know what they were doing back then. What the hell?
Oh, fuck it. All right, if you guys want more beer, you got to drink the ones that are currently in your glasses.
Mine's drunked.
All right, you're drunked.
Yes, Nick I am. Oh, that's a dark one.
Mm. Glass, please, sir. Thank you.
Can you rinse that? That's real quick, dump it on the floor or something.
I have no problem dumping it on the floor here.
Little suds, yeah. Studio B is a stain, clean-free environment.
That's why I got married. I have someone to clean.
Ouch! Thank God she never listened to this podcast. She'd kill you.
Just sitting upstairs listening to everything we said.
Thank you, Spoon.
I'm good. That's all I needed. That's how it tastes like shit. So.
There's a lot of foam.
Nick,
that's
are you a porter fan?
No.
This should be interesting.
Is he a what?
He's not porter. A porter fan.
I'm noticing with a lot of these Cooperstown, too, is we're getting a lot of foam out of them.
I like that.
Hang on.
Man.
Well, I was split up between all of our bottles, but still, though. It's
there's like, a reason for that.
Once you get towards the very end.
I don't remember what the hell it is.
We're getting a lot of foam.
There's something that causes the
but
foamage.
Quickly.
Yeah, mine has. So, you know, beer snobs, please, you know, go on our forums and explain us.
You know what, seriously.
Explain to us why.
Hardcore
dude
beer,
night.
Hardcore beer snobs probably don't listen to us because we've probably pissed them all off by now.
Yeah. You know, I claim to be a beer yuppie, but I'm not. I've said this before.
Well, you know what, there's one thing about being
there's
like,
beers that suck. You can't get around that. I'm sorry.
Right. You could be a beer snob and a beer yuppie and everything, but then there's the hardcore assholes.
Yeah. I mean, you can't like every fucking beer on the planet.
It's
there's
like
just
wine,
no way.
It's like wine drinkers.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got your connoisseurs, and you've got the fucking pricks.
Yep.
And they probably drive sobs, too.
Yeah.
Or Beamers or some pretentious shit like that. And I'm sorry,
What's a fine barley wine?
Do you watch Family Guy?
Oh, hell yes.
It's like that guy with the big bottom.
I usually look like the English dude.
That's exactly what they sell.
Fine barley wine.
And they probably all belong to book clubs in Squirrel Hill. So
wow. Yuppie pieces of shit.
That's our yuppie art area.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to this porter, so let's give it a shot, guys. Cheers.
That's I don't like it.
Why? Tell me.
It's too bubbly, too carbonated.
It is very carbonated. I don't hate it, but I don't care for it either.
Strike one.
Yeah, it is.
I need to find an audio clip of three strikes.
It's because this is a baseball themed beer. A brewery, so we should have thought of that ahead of time.
I don't like this. I used to be an umpire. I could do that.
Shut up.
Hack!
Jump back. Kiss myself. Ow! But, wrong idea.
Oh, God. You know.
Hey, the aftertaste, this is pretty nutty and coffee-ish.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
Your days of finger-banging, old Mary Jane Rottenfrot through her pretty pink panties are over!
That's exactly what I feel like right now.
Yeah, agreed.
Finger banging old Mary Jane Rotten Crotch.
Those days are over after liking this beer.
I don't like this beer. It's not one of my. It's not going on my list at all.
I get what they're saying about it.
It's not as bad as the Nut Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's a porter, but it's real light, I think. You know what I mean? For as much as they pimp it, though.
For beginning porter drinkers, it'd be all right.
Yeah, this is a very good introductory porter for someone that's not a big dark beer fan, I think. Because, me, personally, I like the, beers with balls and the dark, heavy beers. The arrogant bastards, you know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a fan of this beer. Sorry.
I would drink this again.
I don't like Stone Brewery. All the beers taste the same. All their beers have the same.
This is why he's an intern.
We need to train him.
There
is one from Stone I hate. It's that fucking barley wine.
Yeah, the barley wine's shit.
Old Guardian is
just
pissed.
I can see where he's coming from, though. A lot of the Stone's...
Yeah, Stone is a take it or leave it kind of, you hate it or you love it. There's no in between.
Who knows Morimoto's? All the Morimoto's have the same fucking...
Oh, their Pilsner sucks, man.
It doesn't matter. They
don't
all
get
have the same
sucks.
They all come from Stone, so they all have the same finish as any Stone.
I do like the... Not the Pilsner, but what the hell's the other one?
Which one? You bought a couple of them.
The Morimoto one. It's not the Pilsner that comes in that ceramic...
the blue label one.
Yeah, whatever the hell that one is. I like that one.
It was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but...
The finish was a Stone.
Yeah. And,
you knew it was a... Came
but
from
you know what? The Morimoto Pilsner, I didn't like.
Didn't try it. It's too...
I just didn't like it.
For a came for a bottle.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we get that. It's like $16.
No.
But even for that, it's not...
$30 if you can get it.
Three Sons Dogs and Suds, $16.
I see even more.
It's just...
And you're paying for the bottle.
Yeah, exactly. You're paying for the name and the bottle. I mean, Iron Chef, what the hell? That's why you're a chef and not a fucking brewer.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to finish this beer, and I'm going to take a piss. I didn't mind that porter, dude. Not a favorite, but drinkable porter.
All right, so what's the label look like to you?
I'm saying 20s to 40s. So, I don't know.
That's 20s to 40s.
They're all like old school baseball themed, right?
Yeah,
everything on this thing is.
It's a very big crowd, so it's looking like early 20s.
They package their 50s. Variety packs
that
very
like,
weird, man.
They actually kind of, I guess they're right-handed, but it looks like Sandy Koufax a little bit. That's definitely like the 50, 60-ish type of uniforms that are on this thing.
Well, that's the first variety pack I've ever seen that doesn't give you like two of each or three of each.
This one
like mix and match, dude.
I think because this one makes you think.
Oh.
It's a thinking beer.
It's a stout. I'm looking forward to that.
It does look like Sandy Koufax, though, is on there. That's what you would know because you don't like baseball because you're a
communist. I know the name. I know it's baseball related. That's it.
You don't know it because you're a communist.
Go there, Bruce.
Die.
I'm sure you're on the website. You find out where
it doesn't say much on there. I was at their website. It's actually kind of shitty.
Yeah, let's try it.
And I can say that being a web guy, yeah, their site's kind of shitty.
He's like throwing a ball and stuff on the label.
Definitely a pitcher.
No shit. The guy's on a mound of dirt in a pitching position.
Imagine that.
There's catchers and there's pitchers. We won't get into that.
Which one are you? On the next Oprah. Which one are you?
Mama Goat and Illini Jen. That's,
if you can see it.
What do you like, catchers or pitchers?
God, what was that?
Definitely throw a split figure on that one.
Let me see that. You can't tell. Let me see the fucking bottle. Hold on.
That's
I used to pitch.
Split finger curve. Look how far
Spoon used to pitch.
Look how far his front fingers are and look how far his thumb is.
So he's throwing a fork ball.
It's a curve.
Curve?
Look how far back
dude!
Is. Split finger curve.
Come on, split man. Finger curve.
Or a fastball.
You know what? Why don't you look at my ass while you're pitching this, too?
To me, it's just throwing what a damn fuck? Ball.
I'm throwing like that. I'm fucking bringing that thumb
that,
over.
That looks like a fork ball.
I'd be bringing that thumb over on that motherfucker.
I've thrown a few beer bottles at people, but never a baseball, so I don't get the whole split finger thing.
I'll tell you what, when we're all nice and saucy by the end of this, we can go outside and I'll teach you how to throw a baseball. I'll teach you how to throw a knuckleball. In fact, I got way too much
blood in my alcohol system to be getting a baseball lesson.
All right, so the next beer that we have here is the Strikeout Stout.
By the time we get a stout in this mix, huh?
Which is why they have a pitcher on the front of it. You get the whole strikeout for you non-baseball.
I was going to say, what the hell does that have to do with a stout?
It's the fact that, well, you know, it rhymes and the fact that there's a pitcher on it.
Strikeout stout, I get it.
But see, here's the cool thing with it, though, is that it's actually brewed with 6 different malts.
What malts are those?
No, fuck if I know. I think I'm supposed to know everything around here.
Yeah, you're the historian of this fucking website.
Well, all right, it's got like a Munich and a black malt, plus there's some roasted barley with rounded out with a malt bill. The Strikeout is actually a very well-rounded stout. It's opaque black. God damn.
It's like dark and stuff.
You know what?
About the
I am having
crystal malts on there.
Yes, I am having a horrible time with my English.
English.
With my Spanglish today.
What I find funny about this, and this is like the closest between Rate Beer and Beer Advocate we've gotten, I think.
72 for Rate Beer.
Yeah,
and
Beer Advocate got an 83.
Well, let's find out what happens when SIDT tries it.
Hey, when the other podcasts agree, we may disagree. And Spoon's a big Porter fan, and he hated the Porter.
I hated that Porter.
So that says a lot.
But I'm also a big Stout fan, too, so we're going to see how this works.
So, cheers, right, you right bastards. Try this.
That was great.
Too bubbly. I'm getting too much carbonation on my...
Dude, I like that.
Oh, that's good.
Strikeout is definitely not a strikeout. I like that. Well, Nick, you don't like stouts anyway, right? Not a fan, right?
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Is that drinkable to you, then?
It's drinkable.
Here's what I think of when I drink stouts.
Very heavy.
When I drink stouts.
Not as heavy as most stouts, though.
Yeah,
Being a stout fan, this isn't heavy to me, but for you, yeah.
When I drink a stout, I try to picture what cut of meat I'm going to have with it.
I think you do a porters and, you know, like porterhouse.
I'm all about just drinking beer and eating meat, so.
It's a nice piece of prime rib.
Use that as you may. But no.
I really do.
There's too much carbonation in it for me.
I actually like that balance. There's a good balance of carbonation. And
girlfriends meet every night.
I like this stout, dude. I really do.
I'm not a fan of it. But this is why you guys listen, because you get two different points of view.
Yeah.
Well, two and a half, because he's only an intern.
Interns I have.
Fuck yourself.
No one will fucking listen to
it. You don't like fucking stouts anyway, the piece of shit.
The beginning beer drinkers, they'll listen to me.
That's why he's here. Man. This is your introductory stout.
If you're starting out as a stout drinker,
I've had many stouts, but this is.
Yeah, this is definitely an introductory stout.
A good beginner stout, I guess. Yeah, not too heavy, but I like the aftertaste.
I just don't like the bubbles.
Yeah, black malt and the roasted barley and all that good shit.
Lighter than a Guinness.
Lighter than a Guinness. The Budweiser of stouts.
Yes.
Ooh. I've officially said that. Sorry, Chud.
Wow, the Budweiser of stouts is a Guinness?
Yeah, to me it is, brother. After trying all the craft beer stouts,
that's why you need to put some pepper on that foam.
Yeah. I'm going to get some hate mail for that one, but don't give a
no,
shit.
No, you won't, because we don't get any mail. People don't like us. Because people are pussies.
All right, guys. What do we got next? What's the next beer from Cooperstown we got?
A very delicious-looking bottle.
It's an IPA. Backyard IPA.
That's why it looks delicious, because it's an IPA.
A Golden India Pale Ale.
This one's coming in at 6.1% alcohol by volume. We have a Rate Beer has it at 70 and Beer Advocate at 82.
And English Pale Barley Malt is predominant in this beer with just a small amount of crystal malt. And it's well bittered with cluster and cascade hops and finished with a mix of local hop and larger amounts of Fugel hop.
Fugel.
I prefer
that's twice
Fugel.
That they've had the Fugel hops.
We got our intern is pouring even beers out of a 12 ounce.
Look at that.
How's that work?
Kids got skills.
Damn straight.
Mad skills. We might buy this fucker a microphone yet. Nah.
Yeah, we'll see.
We could pour 24 ounces of beer in 3 even glasses.
Yeah, dude, that was impressive. Intoxicated.
Yes.
See, if he says he's half intoxicated, that means he's way intoxicated.
Intoxicated? Not even.
I can't even say machinery. And he can't say intoxicated.
It's kind of like, did you ever see the movie Bubble Boy?
Yeah. I thought that movie would suck. It was great.
It was so stupid.
Oh, it's funny.
It's been on Comedy Central like the past month.
Dude, it was in that movie. It was hilarious. Okay, guys, let's try this Backyard IPA.
We could sit here and try to figure out who the hell is on this label, but it looks like just like a bunch of brewers.
Bunch of what?
Bunch of brewers. Guys that work at the brewery.
It's an nice. Old school picture of the old brewers.
Farmers are probably the guys that grew the hops.
Finally, a label without baseball on it.
So what's kids doing on it?
I'm sure they're probably a part of a baseball team in some way.
Drinking.
The guys that play backyard baseball.
Finally, we have an IPA for this evening.
It's about goddamn time. All right.
Better be good.
Ooh, smells pretty nice.
Smells like a fine IPA. I can't wait to see what Nick thinks. He doesn't really care for IPAs, so I respect his opinion.
I don't care much of anything. Today, so
apparently he doesn't like anything.
He likes to hold me, make me walk funny.
Apparently Nick's big into the beers that will get you drunk quick and cost not that much money.
The high volume produced beers with rice and stuff.
The ones that get chicks drunk quick.
Yeah.
That's liquor. Lots of shots.
Lots of shots.
That's a drug. Never mind.
We're going for cost effective here.
Cheers, you fucks.
Cheers. Shots or a bag of something else.
Ooh, that's an IPA with some bite.
Yeah, that's definitely an IPA.
Ooh.
That's a hoppy IPA.
Wow. That's the kind of beer I like.
Yeah, that's a fine IPA. I like it.
That's a very good IPA.
This is the Backyard IPA from Cooperstown. It's good beer. What do you think, dude?
That's definitely an IPA, and
that's all you're going to say?
Very hoppy IPA.
At least he ain't bashing it, man. I'll give him credit for that.
It's not that bad.
I like it, yeah.
Compared to the other beers that we've had, it's not overly impressing me with the IPA for this one. It's got a decent amount of hops to it. It's got a nice nose.
Yeah, it's an average IPA again. I mean, nothing so far tonight is like screamed out. It's like, holy fuck, this beer kicks ass.
It's nothing that I'm willing to drive across the border for.
Yeah, it's an average, good representation of the style and all, but
mm-hmm. I'm glad to see
I can barely spit that out.
The other ones are very light beginning beers. This one's more of a beer drinker's beer.
Right.
I'm glad to see that Sick Puppy is now enunciating. Where does the pollen go?
What?
Long story.
Okay.
It's a Grease 2 thing.
I saw that porn.
When you started talking, it sounded like there's a bit in there where they do reproduction. And the way that you just said that.
Oh, I remember you
talking about reproduction. Yeah. The way you said that, it for some reason clicked in my head.
Wow.
Where does the pollen go?
You actually watched Grease 2?
Yeah, it was on a motorcycle, and that was
all right,
cool with that.
Dude, Michelle Pfeiffer in leather. This beer tastes like celery.
Celery's good. I like celery with cheese and boiled potatoes. Yeah.
Cheese. Yeah.
And a certain amount of spice.
Can we call an order of pizza? Anybody delivering stuff?
I am fucking hungry. Too late now.
Not around here.
What the fuck are the sheets when you need it? All right. We're getting back on track. So where do we leave off with the IPA? I got sidetracked.
IPA.
We all like ye.
It's all good. We like it.
IPA is definitely good from Cooperstown, man. We're digging it.
Well, there's no reason not to dig it.
It's an IPA.
It's good. Yeah, it's an IPA.
Again, an average IPA, I think. Which is not a bad thing. It's just not a kick-ass IPA.
It's a standard IPA. It's
it's standard.
There's no bells. There's no whistles. It's all right.
Yeah, it's... You want an IPA? You got an IPA with Cooperstown. Nothing special, but still delicious.
Probably dirt cheap, too.
Yeah, what'd you pay for this 12-pack, Air Sparky?
I think I paid, let me see here.
$17, I think.
Yeah, this one was like $17 for the variety pack.
You get what you pay for. The other goes like $12.
That's for sure. I mean, still, you're paying for a case of domestic anyway. You get better beer out of this as opposed to a cheap domestic beer.
Word.
You get girls drunk quicker.
Girls won't drink. Girls won't drink this. The girls would think this is too bitter.
Yeah.
Oh.
You drink it and give them the Indian. Give them the...
I got a nut brownie to try. I got one
give
left.
Give them the Itikas and you drink this. You'd be all good.
Well, allow me to go to the cooler because we have a very special beverage coming.
Would that be the pride of Milford?
Boy, yes, it would.
I'm still on my IPA.
Yeah.
You bitches need to catch up here and start drinking your beers.
Bring the bottles out, man. That makes me drink faster. Next.
All right, so intern Nick here is having problems trying to open this bottle of...
He's stumbling on the opening.
We've got the,
too drunk to open a beer.
We've got the Pride of Milford on here.
He bent a fucking bottle opener.
Wait.
How the hell you do that?
I have something that might be able to open that. All right, ready?
My God.
Got a chainsaw? He does have a chainsaw.
Yeah! Open it! Open that! A little more to the side. There you go.
The beer report spatula got nothing on us now.
How's that for service?
I'm pouring two beers into three glasses. What the fuck? Hurry up, intern. You're getting thirsty in here.
Bitch, swallow your own spit.
Oh, man, watch where you're putting that thing. Dumbass. Let me go.
Easy.
You fucking suck.
Jesus Christ.
Interns.
I can't teach him to do shit.
God damn, I gotta say, that's damn near perfect. Again.
Even all that breakage, he did do a good job, man. 2 12-ounces, 3 glasses, all even. Cheers, you fuck.
So, wait, do you want to talk about it? So,
of course we do.
So, this is, all right, so.
All right,
so while these two bastards are stumbling around here.
Oh, this better be good, because it's the Pride of Milford.
It is the Pride of Milford, which is a very special ale with a tapestry of complex flavors and aromas. It is brewed with 5 malts, just so you know, and it's fermented with the Ringwood yeast at a higher temperature, which gives this beer a uniqueness all its own, the pride.
Dude, when I hear the word uniqueness, it scares me.
You know why this is
uniqueness? It usually means suck.
You know why this is unique? 7.7%.
Oh, I digress.
Rate beer, 80. Beer Advocate,
86.
We're about to have a good time.
What's the smell of that, Nick? What do you smell on that? Anything good?
Sweet. Oh, I smell bananas. I smell bananas.
So do I, dude. Well,
what do you need?
Little banana estuary there.
Yeah, there's some bananas with this.
Mouthwash.
Nick's rinsing the palate from the last beer. Good man. Last
oh, my four. God. All right, you guys ready? Yeah, yes. We have the universal water of SIDT, which would be Aquafina. We've got cases of it so we can clean our palates. Gentlemen, raise your glasses.
Here's the Aquafina and Pedialyte.
And here we go. Let's have a sample.
Pride of Milford.
Actually, other beer reports and beer podcasts, they sample beers. We drink
them. We drink them.
Oh, I like this.
I don't.
I like it.
That's got some nasty bitterness to it. I just don't like.
No, I'm not getting
there's no bitterness.
I'm getting a nice fruity taste.
Maybe it's a fruity bitterness I don't like. I don't like this.
It's not like overly fruity, but it's like a nice bland, like, I got a nice.
No.
Intern likes it.
Sick puppy. Sick puppy's being that. A bitch, and he just poured it some of his
that
beer.
That tastes like
intern.
Piss, dude. Come on.
Piss?
Oh wait, yeah, that means I have to chug it, don't I?
Yes, it does.
Oh, wait, we all have to agree though.
Here, take some of this. This doesn't take me an hour to drink it.
Okay, here. Intern Nick's being a bitch, so he's gonna pour some of this beer into mine.
I was being a bitch. I give some of mine to intern Nick. I don't like this at all.
Oh, dude, I love this.
It's weird, funky ass taste. I don't like. I mean, it's the fruitiness of it I don't like. You like that shit? You're both crazy.
Oh, my God.
Crazy, man. You like it?
There's like a caramel taste to it.
I don't like that.
This is fucking good.
That's a good beer.
It's the sweetness I don't like.
You know what? Go back and drink your fucking PBR shit, all right?
Dude, I haven't had a PBR in like 2 decades. Shows my age.
Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here.
Give me a stout or something. This is piss.
Oh, this is delicious. No, see, Sick Puppy is crazy. I'm getting a nice... all right, first of all, it's got an excellent aroma to it.
I like the aroma. I really do. It smells great.
I can't smell shit right now.
It's not like it's not an overly strong, fruity aroma to it. It's like...
No.
It is the perfect balance.
Let me give it another shot, man.
He's going to change his mind now. You know why? Because he's a bitch.
Yes.
Dude, if I change my mind, I will drink Nick's and mine.
He just wants to get drunk.
What do you mean, wants to get?
Uh-oh, wait, he's trying it.
Fucking aftertaste is piss, I hate that.
I just think the beer hates you.
Like, right when it hits your mouth, it's good, and then, take that beer swallow, and that fucking aftertaste is horrible, man. You guys like this?
I love it.
It's good beer.
God bless you both, man, because I think it's shit. Ugh. Pride of Milford, fuck you, Milford.
Well, you know what? I'll go to Milford because this is pretty delicious. I like this.
I do not like this at all.
I'm up there for it, but it's a good beer.
Really? Dude, I think it's the aftertaste for me that just turns me off, man. Good mouthfeel to it. And warm to it. The aftertaste to me is horrible.
That's the sound of you not liking beer.
The official sound?
Yeah, do you want to hear it again?
No. Gotta come up with something better than that.
That's the sound of him not liking beer.
Dude, I mean, actually, the smells great. First mouth feels awesome, but once I get it down, man, the aftertaste is just piss, man.
Please. See, I can't believe he doesn't like this.
Drink it.
I absolutely will endorse this beer.
Wait, before you take a picture, Nick,
we've got pictures.
I will do. I know we have to all agree that it sucks, but I think this is piss, and I just want to get the fuck out of my glass.
I absolutely do not think this is piss, and I am not going to
do
this. I'm going to savor this one.
Yeah, cheers, you fucks, because I'm down on this piece of shit.
I think this is probably one of the best beers I've had tonight.
That's fucking horrible.
Best beers I've had tonight.
Dude, for the first time, I think we
totally
disagree. This is crap.
What was that?
This gun on the third.
Oh,
cheers, you fucks.
We've got pictures going down to a few bartenders we know over there at the Sharp Edge. Bless you. Look at Sick Puppy chug that.
Oh! When I chug it, the aftertaste just intensified. Oh, that's horrible.
See, it intensified because it's so damn good.
Make the pain go away.
Because it's delicious.
What the fuck's the next beer, man? Let's move on. That was bad.
How could you think that was bad?
That was bad, dude.
Oh.
That was pure piss in a bottle.
I'm starting to wonder about the stuff that Sick Puppy has on his palate because obviously it's tainted.
Maybe it's the other 12 fucking beers I've had tonight. I don't know. But seriously, dude, the beer's good. As far as, like, the initial smell and once it hits your palate, it was great. Once I took a fucking swig of it, that's when that aftertaste just sucked. I don't like the aftertaste of it. That's what kills me on this beer, the aftertaste.
See, I'm enjoying the aftertaste, though. It's not overly fruity, though. That's why I'm liking it.
No, I can't even explain the aftertaste. I don't even know what that'll taste like.
Okay, clear your mind. Your mind is now clear. Happy
thoughts. Yes, grasshopper. Dude, that's just...
Three words. What do you think about that beer?
Sucks. Three words?
Three.
Sucks, sucks, and sucks. That's four.
Well, you put and in there.
Yeah, that's a four.
And that doesn't
count.
No, that doesn't count as a word.
Fuck y'all. That sucked. That was a bad fucking beer. I actually have to light up to get that fucking taste out of my mouth.
Official cigarette of shouldidrinkthat.com.
Fine Turkish blend.
It's the smooth Turkish and domestic blend of a Camel cigarette.
If you're gonna
have
get
one
can-
while you're cooking dinner.
If you're going to get cancer, this is the way to go. Seriously, dude, that fucking beer sucked. I think for the first time ever on SIDT, we're at actual hardcore odds because these clowns love it. I hate it. I'm in the minority on this one, I think.
It's good stuff. I like it.
I think it's piss.
I like it. The intern likes it, so you know what? Fuck, go
the intern's fucking opinion doesn't count.
It does when he agrees with me.
I got you. I do not like the pride of Milford. You take your pride and shove it straight up your fucking hairy white ass. That's bad beer, dude.
Well, while Sick Puppy bitches about this beer, we do have to announce...
You're egging me on, man. What do you want?
Shut the fuck up. The first official SIDT contest winner, Rick from Big Foamy Head.
Hey, Rick, congratulations on your prize, brother. We'll be sending that to you soon.
Rick wins an autographed napkin. We fucking suck. We have no
We're high class here on our fucking prize winnings.
That's right. Rick wins an autographed napkin for guessing right that we were quoting Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
In the last episode. Do we want to do this like every episode we have a trivia contest?
I think that'd be good, man.
Now, see, here's the thing is, if Rick is the only person that replies, Rick's going to win everything.
Yeah.
He's going to have to build a shrine to us.
Yeah. Well, what I think we should do, and, you know, forgive me for saying this because, you know, that cuts into our budget, but we should get a hard trivia question every time, and then if you win, you win an SIDT merchandise item from the shop.
Oh, that could work. That could be very cool.
Our choice, not yours.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so if we think you
deserve, you're getting a button.
Yeah. If we think you deserve a button, you get a button. But
sometimes how much we like you, you fucks.
But we are in the process of getting like autographed material. If you need anything autographed, well, most of the products come from Cafe Press, so we can't really autograph it. But if you want like a piece of paper,
send it to you first.
A receipt.
I'll autograph it like a pretzel or something.
Yeah, it's. You know what? If you want us to sign anything, we'll sign anything because we're whores like that.
I'll sign one of them last beers and send it to you fucks because it sucked.
And put it on eBay.
All right, and after the last disagreement on that Pride of Milford, which sucked.
He thought it sucked.
I thought it sucked, man.
Myself and the intern thought it was delicious.
Yeah,
so.
Nick the intern and Spoon loved it.
So,
the aftertaste of that sucked. Man. I thought it was bad.
Next, we got hopefully
a better ale.
This is the final one, but this is only a 5%.
It's a brown ale, too. It's called Striker.
To go along with the theme of our favorite hero dog, Balto, the heroic dog.
Balto, the heroic dog. This fucking mutt got nothing on Balto, dude.
Right, this little schnauzer-looking dog here has a gold medal and a soccer ball.
And, yeah, this doesn't go with the American theme at all, because the Striker Brown Ale is similar to an English Brown Ale and a little more muscle. It's a soccer-themed beer. Smooth,
so that means
brown that's not topped off with any hops.
So that means this is going to suck.
Yeah, soccer sucks. The beer, there's no hops in it, so it's got to suck.
Soccer sucks. No hops.
It's got a very clean finish. This is unretired. What the hell does that mean, Spoon?
All right, so originally this beer was retired, and then...
I think it should have been. I haven't even tasted it yet.
From doing some research here on the internet, and actually Beer Advocate, I was looking at the forums, and they came out and said that this beer was unretired this past year. So apparently they found a reason to bring it back, probably because their sales were sucking ass.
Must be soccer season or some shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, soccer moms love Striker.
Striker. Striker.
Striker. Hey, I got a minivan and Striker. A case of beer. You want to go for a ride?
It's good stuff. Well, it says it's good stuff, so we're going to see what happens here.
Yeah.
All right, so the last beer we have from this brewery, Cooperstown,
bless you.
It's called the Striker.
Striker. Striker, Striker, Striker. Striker!
And, you know, like I said, this is similar to an English brown ale with a little more muscle.
Basically, it tastes like shit because they retired it.
And they said it's a soccer-themed beer. Smooth brown that's not top of any hops, which really disappoints me right off the bat without even tasting it.
What is that?
I like the hops.
You like a lot
if
of the hops?
It's based after a soccer theme, it got to taste like shit.
Yeah. Soccer sucks, and beer without hops sucks.
The only football that rules is American.
And the ABV is 5%. Rate Beer got it at a 51. Beer Advocate, not available. They must have tried to get on it when it was retired. I don't know. But like Spoon had figured out, this was retired and unretired in July 2006.
Yeah, this past summer. So according to Beer Advocate now.
For some fucking reason, they evidently brought it back.
And for whatever reason, we're yeah. about to find out.
I haven't tried it yet, so I can't bash it. But after that last beer, man, that last beer was the only disappointment in this whole brewery I've had so far.
Really?
I didn't like it. You guys loved it. I didn't like it.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was delicious.
It had a bad aftertaste to it, man. So shut up and pour the next one.
And I seem to agree with him, so I guess that means...
yeah, I suck, whatever. Let's...
Oh, shit.
Let's still go with the baseball cap.
All right, now we're pouring the Striker, finally. Two bottles again, three glasses.
The shit out of my wine.
Our intern either broke the fucking bottle open or just too damn drunk to open the beers.
No, I bent it.
He bent it.
He didn't break it. He bented it.
He bent my goddamn wine opener.
Where's your glass there, Nibble Nuts?
Right here. Hold on.
All right. The intern... It does pour two beers into three glasses rather well. I'll give them that.
Ooh, very dark.
Oh, that is dark.
Oh, that is a dark. I didn't expect that.
Wow.
Damn. Well, it is a brown ale, but I didn't expect it to be that dark. It looks like a light stout, which, you know, from what we've already had, the light stout theme ain't working real well.
Holy fucking foam. Look at that. Look at the goddamn head on that. We're going to have to get a towel. It's about to spill.
Intern fucked this one up. Not even at all. We got to let one settle, folks. Now, that's a big foamy head.
Head's too soft.
That's
though.
A large foamy head.
That's dot
very
com.
Soft head, though. Very soft head.
We'll give that one to the intern. What do you think, Spoon?
We have to get a picture of this for posterity.
Yeah, dude, you were doing so well, Nick. What the hell happened? The beer set
Look at
in.
That.
It looks like a root beer fucking float right now. Dark brown ale.
It.
It's hold. Like one quarter beer, three quarters big fat foamy head.
It won't hold though. The head will not hold.
Look at that shit. Looks like a root beer float.
I'll take the one with the little bit of lacing and a little bit of head.
I feel disappointed now in my beer because I know that one's coming to me.
No, we'll get that one to the intern. You take the second one. You take the one in the middle. That's a thick head, though, man. He poured it like half an inch over the glass and just staying there. Kind of reminds me of a solid Brahma I once had, but I digress.
See
All right,
sad?
You fucks.
What's the foam? There's no beer in the phone.
Exactly. I'm going to drink mine while that one settles.
It's kind of disappointing looking at that one.
Oh, kind of brown ale aroma to it.
Rich foam to it.
Yeah, very, dude. That's almost like ice cream, for God's sakes. It's like a beer float.
It won't even break. It's soft
foam. Well, now that the intern stuck his finger all through the fucking beer with a massive head,
he's drinking
that's his.
Oh, bullshit. I'm trying to help you out so I can get this one knocked down.
It's a brown ale, guys. I tried it. It's a brown ale. Nothing more, nothing less. It's average at best, my friends.
Look at this. Look at all this shit that's going into the goddamn beer. Now he's spilling on the table.
Nah, finally, God, he spills it on the table. What the hell?
The foam won't hold. A good Belgian beer would have held that foam while I poured it.
But this ain't Belgian.
It's not Belgian.
It's not even a
Belgian. It's a New York brown ale.
It's not even Belgium aftermath, so.
English, not Belgian.
It doesn't really fucking matter, does it?
Now he has to play Mr. Cleanup.
Got that right. Holy shit.
Hey, guys.
Still foamy.
I tried it. It's a good brown ale, but again, just a brown ale. No beer tonight has actually excited my palate. I mean, they've all been good representations of the styles, I think.
Yeah, that's nothing special.
Except for that fucking Prada Milford, but yeah, it's a decent brown ale, right?
It's a beer.
Yeah.
A beer's a beer as long as it's got alcohol in it.
As far as, you know, yuppie stylish styles go, it's a brown ale. Nothing more, nothing less, man.
All right, now that the foam is, the head is falling down on my glass, I can take a sip of this, find out what the hell I think of it.
I'll wait for your opinion because I just think it's a normal brown ale. It's a good brown ale, but it's a brown ale.
The Boston Terrier on the label or something?
Oh, Jesus. Shaggy Dog. Remember that movie? That's what it looks like. Shaggy Dog on the label.
No.
Yeah. It's the Shaggy Dog.
It's the Shaggy Dog on the label. The
Shaggy Dog had longer hair.
We take a picture later. You see it on the website.
This one's groomed. It's Shaggy Dog groomed.
Whatever dog plays soccer.
What do you think of that?
Honestly, you know what the aftertaste reminds me of?
But
it reminds me of the when you go to the Good Humor guy, and he has those rocket lollipop thing, like popsicle things, for whatever the fuck they call them.
How does that remind you of a brown ale?
Shut the fuck up and listen to me.
All right, I digress. Go ahead.
Where it goes like blue, white, red, or whatever the color structure
is. You get a different taste the whole way through it?
No, I'm saying that's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of like some cheap-ass Good Humor.
Yeah. You know, to me, it's just a brown ale, nothing more, nothing less. For as drunk as I am,
that's exactly what it tastes like.
Average styles and some average beers, man.
It tastes like a Coca-Cola with alcohol.
That's a damn good reference, man.
But it's about time the prophets live up to their name. Yeah, that's exactly what it tastes like.
It tastes like a Coke with alcohol.
Yeah, it's a plain brown ale.
Wow. That does taste like Coca-Cola.
Yeah, now that he said that, put in our heads, I think, yeah.
You know what? That's exactly what it tastes like. Alcoholic Coca-Cola.
It's a foamy Coca-Cola. All right, we're going to finish this last beer from Cooperstown Brewery. It's called the Striker. We're going to take a little break here and get right back at you unless you got something to say there, Spoon.
Yeah, this tastes like a Good Humor. This would make a very good Humor.
Yeah, it's
treat.
A Coca-Cola with foam.
I like it.
Average brown ale, I guess, but again, we're going to pause and then take a little break and find out what the hell we're drinking next, and yes, there is more to come.
Yes, yes, because I have a surprise for the guys.
As some folks we talked to earlier said, this is a marathon.
It is.
Beer cast.
Because feasibly, when you think about it, we just killed a case of beer, and we still have more to go.
Yeah, so this is rough for us, but so bear with us.
So God damn it, we're professionals.
We're still talking. We're good.
Damn straight.
We drink it, so you don't have to.
Exactly. Stay away from Ithaca. And
Cooperstown, hey, I'd probably go for that.
I'd go for all the Cooperstowns except for the Pride of Milford. I didn't like that one.
I like the Pride of Milford.
I know you guys did, man. I didn't like it.
Fuck it. Pause it.
Yeah, we're going to pause again.
Yeah,
I'm a bitch.
Stay tuned for part three when Sick Puppy says...
We drank it, got to the next beer. We couldn't drink the next beer because our glasses were so tainted after we rinsed them. We had to, disinfect the motherfuckers to get the smell out.